Nobody will soon forget the Jets' emotional locker room after the green and white ended the season in Miami. After throttling the Dolphins, players erupted when Woody Johnson announced that Rex Ryan will return in 2014. In the immediate aftermath, some cynics questioned whether the Jets were celebrating a 500 record and a third consecutive non-winning season. Some of those same people chastised Ryan for what they deemed a victory lap after the Jets closed their home schedule with a comeback triumph over the Cleveland Browns. Never mind that members from every department of the Jets organization were thanking the fans after the club's final home game in 2013. Oftentimes, facts can get in the way of a good story. But the book on the 2013 Jets before the season was they weren't going to be very good. ESPN ranked them dead last in their power rankings on September 3rd and said other than Muhammad Wilkerson, it wasn't pretty. Sports Illustrated had the Jets going 3-13, while Pat Kerwin of NFL.com predicted 5 wins for the Jets.
If you're a competitor, how does that thing not get you? You know, how does that not motivate you? And, you know, it's almost like, okay, well, we're going to show you. And, of course, that's human nature, whatever. And you're not going to get a group of 53 and how many coaches in the entire organization and saddle you with those type of things. You know, we feel, you know, that we'll be much better than that.
And they were much better than that early, securing 5 contests before the bye, including thrilling home victories over the Patriots and the Saints. Geno Smith became the first rookie quarterback since the merger to record 4 game-winning drives in the fourth quarter or overtime in his first 7 games. The playoffs were a possibility if the Jets could just figure out a way to become more consistent.
Fires one, end zone, caught, touchdown!
Then the bye hit and everything changed, as the Jets were taken into the woodshed in 3 consecutive losses to the Bills, the Ravens, and the Dolphins. But things didn't spiral out of control.
Let's make it count, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's make it count for each other. Let's make it count for each other, man. Let it all out.
The Jets surged to their first winning quarter of 2013 as they racked up 3 wins. Even a loss in Carolina wasn't as bad as the 30-20 score indicated it was. With the playoffs out of reach in Week 17, the green and white made sure the rivals weren't postseason bound as they captured back-to-back victories for the first time this season. While CEO Woody Johnson said he couldn't be any prouder of his team, he clearly stated that a successful season would be 16-0 and winning the Super Bowl. The Jets may have exceeded external expectations, but they never declared that they had arrived. There's a sense of confidence in Florham Park as the Jets have flexibility heading into this offseason. GM John Idzik told his players, "We're confident. We know what we're capable of doing, and we know where we're going. In order to be ultimately successful, you have to lay a foundation." And the Jets did just that in 2013. It's hard not to believe rookie menace Sheldon Richardson when he says, "This organization is headed to the right places. We didn't get it done this year, but we're going to get it done next year."